Electronics Weekly, Bourne's TVs, diodes, Micron non-storage and more. Analog Devices RF Converter Platform. Analog Devices has launched a mixed-signal front-end, MXFET, RF data converter platform that combines analog and digital signal processing for a range of wireless equipment such as 4G LTE and 5G millimeter wave, mmWave, radios. The AD9081-2 MXFET platform allows manufacturers to install multi-band radios in the same footprint as single-band radios, which as much as triples call capacity available in today's 4G LTE base stations. For more information, visit Analog Devices website. Bourne's TVs Diodes. Bourne's has introduced two TVs diode surge protection series. The SMF4L and model SMF4LQ are offered in a compact, low-profile surface mount SOD 123FL package with a height of 1.125 mm, 50% smaller than the company's previous generation of TVs diodes. Both series feature standoff voltages of 12 to 58 volts and a peak pulse power dissipation of 400 watts at 10/1000ths of a microsecond. In addition, the SMF4LQ is compliant with AEC-Q 101, making it suited for equipment used in more challenging environments. For more information, visit Bourne's website. Micron Non-Automotive Storage. Micron has announced its UFS 2.1 managed non-storage for automotive applications. The portfolio addresses the need for fast system startup and higher data bandwidth for in-vehicle infotainment systems and instrument clusters to enhance the driver experience. The UFS 2.1 compliant managed non-storage system provides rapid boot and automotive-grade reliability using cost-effective 64-layer 3D TLC NAND architecture. For more information, visit Micron's website. Microsemi Terabit Scale Ethernet PHY. Microsemi has unveiled its MetaDX1 family of Ethernet physical layer (PHY) devices that integrates Ethernet ports from 1 gigabit Ethernet (GBE) to 400 GBE. Flexible Ethernet, Flex, Media Access Control Security, MACsec, link encryption and nanosecond time stamping accuracy at terabit capacity, all onto a Siblage chip. The MetaDX1 MACsec engine secures traffic leaving the data center or enterprise premises, and Flex allows both cloud and telecom service providers to meet capacity requirements while reducing fiber plant capital expenditures. This is achieved by optimally configuring links beyond today's fixed-rate Ethernet so they can use low-cost, high-volume optics. For more information, visit Microsemi's website. Samtec PSI 4.0. Samtec and PLDA have partnered to develop a device that delivers full PSI 4.0 bandwidth, 16GT/S, over copper or optical fiber. The device combines PLDA's PSI 4.0 IP systems with Samtec's Firefly Micro Flyover system. As cloud computing and deep learning accelerators drive faster advances in the PSI roadmap, existing hardware designs cannot support the higher speed signals over the same distances. The PSI 1.0 specification allowed signals to travel as much as 20 inches over traces in mainstream FR4 boards, even while passing through two connectors. For more information, visit Samtec's website. Missed last week's Electronics Weekly? Click here.